into focus. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. The Justice Department releasing more information, giving a clearer picture into what led to the FBI search of former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago home.
This 36-page court filing late last night, actually just before midnight, by the Department of Justice, alleging that the former president likely obstructed justice by moving some of these documents and keeping some documents, classified documents, in his desk drawer. Let me read some of the filing. Of most significant concern was that highly classified records were unfolded, intermixed with other records.
Fox's David Spunt in Palm Beach. Before the search warrant was obtained, attorneys for former President Trump claimed that all records from the White House that were at Mar-a-Lago were in a secure storage room. A new COVID booster from Pfizer and Moderna targeting the latest variants has gotten emergency use authorization from the FDA.
The more up-to-date you are in your vaccination, the more you, and likely the more updated your vaccination for this variant, the greater the chance that you'll be protected with a reduced risk of long COVID, which for young people is increasingly a major concern.
FDA Commissioner Robert Califf, the CDC is expected to give approval for the shots when it meets tomorrow. The White House says the U.S. will provide long-term assistance to Ukraine as it continues to fight off Russian forces.
Under this president leadership, we've provided unprecedented amount, about $13.5 billion in security assistance. And the assistance that most recently was announced last week, I believe, will begin in the next several months.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, this is UN weapons inspectors are making their way towards a nuclear power plant in Ukraine. On Wall Street, stocks ended lower in choppy trading. The Dow lost 280, the Nasdaq minus 66, the S&P off 31. America is listening to Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
The new effort launched by the Biden administration to address the teacher shortage, teaming up with job websites to recruit candidates.
If we're serious in addressing the teacher shortage issue, we must first address the teacher respect issue. And that means, first and foremost, paying our teachers a livable and competitive wage.
Education Secretary Miguel Cardona, who adds the American Rescue Plan is providing schools with funding to improve recruitment, working conditions, and keep teachers with competitive pay. The state of Florida sued the FDA and the Department of Health and Human Services, accusing it of stalling the state's plan to import lower-cost prescription drugs from Canada. Governor Ron DeSantis announced the lawsuit, saying their lack of action is costing Floridians who are facing rising prices across the board due to inflation. President Biden has backed importation programs as a way to lower prices, signing an executive order in 2021 that directed the FDA to work with states on developing proposals to ship drugs to the U.S. under federal law. A spokesman from the Department of Health and Human Services declined to comment, citing pending litigation. Major changes, including layoffs and store closings, are coming to a struggling home furnishings chain.
Bed Bath & Beyond is making major changes to improve its financial situation and revive the business. It has secured $500 million in new financing. It will close approximately 150 lower-producing Bed Bath & Beyond banner stores. It also plans to bring back popular national brands, and it will reduce its workforce by approximately 20% across its corporate and supply chain staff. It will also discontinue its Haven, Wild Sage, and Studio 3B brands. Bye Bye Baby will remain part of Bed Bath & Beyond.
Fox's Ginny Cassola. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.